Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. This class, we're going to start standing. So take your time to come into a standing position, feet flat on the floor, and about hip width apart. Relax your arms down beside you. And let your eyes be soft, perhaps slightly closed. Take your attention inside. Check that your knees are soft. And maybe bend them slightly so they're not pushed back. And then bring your hands into prayer position at the center of your chest. So the palms are touching. And be aware of your breath. When you breathe in, can you let your belly relax so that your belly gently expands with the in-breath? And relax with the out-breath. Check that your shoulders are relaxed. I like to let the shoulders go a bit as you breathe out. Just let them soften downwards. Check that your face is relaxed. Soften your eyes. And then can you just relax your arms down beside you? Be aware of your breath. And now when you breathe in, you turn your palms to the front slightly and then float your arms up wide to the sides and all the way up over your head until the palms of your hands face each other up above your head. And then breathe out and turn the palms outwards and float the arms back down beside you. Keep going like that, moving with your breath. So you float the arms up, wide to the sides, up above the head with the in-breath. And then back down, wide to the sides, all the way down beside you with the out-breath. Breathing in deeply as the arms go up and over the head, and breathing out slowly and completely as the arms float back down. Take care with your shoulders. You might feel more comfortable if you keep the elbows a bit bent here. Don't go anywhere that hurts the shoulder joints. Just make the movement much smaller if necessary. Keep doing what you are with the arms and the breath. But next time you breathe out and the arms float down, can you slightly bend your knees? Just a little bend there. And then as you breathe in and float the arms back up, let the legs straighten. But each time you breathe out and the arms float down, just slightly bending the knees there. As you bend the knees slightly like that, you could gently tighten your lower tummy in. Engage those deeper core muscles as you breathe out. Breathe in, arms up, legs straight. Breathe out, arms down, knees slightly bending, strengthening the leg muscles. Next time you float the arms back down, just relax the arms down beside you and let the legs be straight again. Keep the feet where they are, about hip width apart. And take care with your shoulders. You don't have to go too far with the movements. Just move in a way that's smooth and comfortable. Now, can you float one arm up in front of you? So you've got the arm straight out in front of you, but parallel to the floor. And then have the other arm out behind you. So one arm straight out in front, one arm straightish out behind. Again, both arms parallel to the floor. And then breathe in and just lift your chest a bit there, open your chest. And then breathe out, relax the arms down in the center. And then when you breathe in again, swap sides. Float the other arm up in front, the other one out behind. And then alternate from side to side. Breathing in as you lift the arms and have them out wide. Breathing out, relaxing them down in the middle. First going one way and then the other. Just gently twisting the spine. And as long as it's okay for your neck, you can gently turn your head to look at the hand that's behind you. Breathing out, twisting one way, lifting the arms, looking round behind you. Breathing out into the centre and twisting the other way. And to help strengthen the legs again, each time you breathe out into the centre and rest the arms down, do that slight bending of the knees. Straighten the legs as you twist and lift the arms. And then bend the knees once the arms relax down in the center. Go side to side a few more times, moving with your breath and finding a way to make the movement smooth and comfortable. Great, and then relax back into the center, relax the arms down. Just give the hands a bit of a shake out once you are in the center. As long as it doesn't hurt the hands, give them a really nice shake, like you were shaking water off the hands. And then rest the arms down beside you. Look down at your feet and bring your feet a bit wider apart, more like shoulder width apart. Keep the arms beside you. And now we'll do a sideways bend, a lateral bend. When you breathe in, can you float your right arm up over your head? And then breathe out and lean a bit to the left. Then breathe in, relax that arm down and swap over. Float the left arm up. Breathe out over to the right. And then alternate from side to side, swapping arms. Breathing in as you float one arm up towards the ceiling. And breathing out as you lean to the side. feeling that stretch into the side of your body. Here the spine is bending sideways. Try and find a way to make it comfortable for the shoulder. So having the elbow a bit more bent can take some pressure off the shoulder and keeps the shoulder joint more relaxed. If it really hurts the shoulder, keep the arms resting beside you if you prefer. And just simply lean side to side instead. When you're in the center, just relax the arms back down and bring the feet a little closer together again, more like hip width apart. Give the hands a bit of a shake out, relax the shoulders. Now we'll start to work a bit more with balancing. In fact, this class is going to be based around balance, not just balancing on one leg, but balancing the two sides of your body, balancing the nervous system, balancing the two sides of your brain. If you feel quite unsteady on your feet for this next one, you might want to stand closer to a wall or a piece of furniture to give you a bit of support if you need it. Can you bring one knee up so you're balancing on one leg and bend the other knee up in front of the tummy somewhere and touch the opposite hand to that knee? And then put it down and swap sides. Lift the other foot off the floor and bend that knee up in front of you and touch the opposite hand to that knee. Again, alternate here. First one knee lifting up and then the other knee. You could breathe out as you bend the knee up in front of the tummy there and touch the opposite hand to the knee and breathe in back down. Now, when you've done that a few times and you're feeling confident with that and your balance is fairly good with that one, if you want to go a bit further, when you've got that bent knee up in front of you, see if you could catch hold of that bent knee with both hands. Maybe hold there for a second or two. So you're balancing on one leg and holding the other knee with both hands. And then swap over, bring the other knee up in front and maybe catch hold if you can with both hands and balance for a second or two there. And just keep alternating at your own pace. Maybe as your nervous system and your leg muscles get used to this, you can balance more and more, you can hold for longer and longer. And if you do balancing exercises, it can really help if you keep your eyes focused on the floor in front of you. Feel what your leg muscles are doing. Great. And then rest both feet back on the floor. Have both feet flat, about hip width apart. And then can you cross one leg in front of the other leg? So you've still got both feet on the floor, but you've got one ankle in front of the other ankle. And then come back into the center and swap over. Cross the other leg in front. Take your time, go carefully. First crossing one leg in front of the other and then changing sides. And if you prefer to support yourself with the wall or a chair, do that. And keep your eyes focused on the floor in front of you. The next time you're to one side, pause there. And whatever leg you've got crossed in front, can you float your arms up over your head and cross that arm in front of the other arm? So you've got the legs crossed and the arms crossed up above you. And then relax the arms down, swap the legs over, get steady and balanced there, and then float the arms up again and cross the arms over. Now take your time in alternating from one side to the other. Cross the legs first, get steady, and then cross the arms up above your head. Relax the arms down and swap the legs over. This is really good for balancing the two sides of your brain, as well as in developing your physical balance. When you've got the arms down next time, leave the arms down, uncross the legs, so you're standing with both feet flat on the floor, about hip width apart. Then when you breathe in, can you float both arms out in front of you and then up, all the way up over your head, stretching up towards the ceiling. When you breathe out, bring the arms down, carefully bend the knees and lean forward from the waist. Then when you're ready, breathe in, come back up, bring the arms up, the head and chest up, reach up towards the ceiling. And then breathe out, bend the knees, lean forward from the waist and hang down. And go up and down like that. Breathe in, arms up, head up. And breathe out, arms down and leaning forward from the waist into the standing forward bend. Just making sure there that you bend the knees as much as you want to as you lean forward. Maybe breathe a bit more deeply now. Breathe in deeply. Stretch the arms up. Breathe out all the way down. Use your whole out breath on the way down. As you breathe in and bring the arms up, you could press the hips a bit forward, so you do a slight backward bend there. As you breathe in and reach up, and then breathe out, bend the knees and lean forward and stretch out through the lower back. The next time you're leaning forward, just stay there. So you're hanging forward from the waist, your head hanging down, arms hanging down, in the standing forward bend. Make sure your knees are bent enough that you can hang there and have a nice stretch into the lower back, but straight enough that you've got a nice stretch through the backs of the legs. And feel your breath. Feel the back of your body. As you hold here, you might like to draw a semicircle with your hands from the outside of one foot round to the outside of the other. So as your shoulders, arms and head swing a bit one way, the hips go a little bit the other way. Keep breathing as you do that. Then pause in the middle. And from here, we'll slowly come all the way down into the child position. So one way you can do that is to bend the knees more until you can bring your hands to the floor. And then walk your hands a bit forward, your feet a bit back, until you can put the knees down on the floor. So you come into the all fours position. Then from the all fours position, sink the hips back towards your feet. Come into the child pose. If you're quite comfortable to have your forehead resting on the floor, you can do that with the arms either out long in front of you or down beside you. Or alternatively, you can have one fist on top of the other and rest your forehead on your fists. Just get as comfortable as you can for the child pose. Rest there for a few breaths. As you breathe in, be aware of your body. And as you breathe out, letting go and relaxing. Breathe in aware and breathe out relaxing. Then from child pose, come up into the all fours position. So that you're resting on your hands and your knees. You've got your knees about hip width apart, roughly under the hips, and have the hands about shoulder width apart, roughly under the shoulders, or maybe a bit more in front of the shoulders. Now we'll do the cat and cow movements. So when you breathe in, gently lift your head and your tailbone so you slightly arch your back. When you breathe out, tuck your tailbone under, roll the head down and press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling and round the back. So with the in-breath, gently arching the back, and with the out-breath, rounding, going back and forth, and feeling the spine. It's not important how big the movement is. See if you can make the movement smooth and flowing, moving with your breath. And just remember here for this all fours position, that if it's hurting your wrists, instead of resting on the hands like you are, rest down on your elbows instead. You can still do that same movement, arching and rounding the spine. Always listen to your body and adjust the movements to suit you. And pause in the centre with the spine fairly straight. You're still quite fine to be on the hands. Stay on the hands if you want to be on the elbows. That works just as well for this next one. Then when you breathe in, carefully straighten one leg out behind you and at the same time straighten the opposite arm out in front of you. You pull your lower tummy in a bit to support you there. Then breathe out, put everything down and then swap sides. So you breathe out as you come back down. You breathe in as you carefully straighten the opposite arm and leg. Just keep the arm and leg fairly parallel to the floor. Just keep swapping sides. If that hurts your shoulders or wrists, maybe just rest on your elbows and leave your upper body comfortably down like that. And just do the legs only if you prefer. Keep gently pulling the lower tummy in to help you, engaging those deeper core muscles. This is a really good balancing exercise. It helps to balance the spine. And as you straighten one leg out behind you, that helps to strengthen the glute muscles. Big muscles in the back of the hips. Just a few more times. Breathing in, lifting the opposite arm and leg up. Breathing out, down. Wonderful. And when everything's down, take a brief rest back in child pose. So sink the hips back towards the feet, making sure that you have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. Again, the arms can be out long in front, or down beside you, or under the head. As you stay here in this child position, you can see what it feels like to take your hips slightly from side to side. If that hurts your knees, don't do this option. Breathe comfortably, perhaps taking the hips just a little bit to one side, a little bit to the other, aware of the sensations through your lower back as you do that. And leave the hips in the middle. Come back up into the all fours position. Resting on the hands, if that's fine for the wrists. Although resting on the elbows whenever you want to, if you prefer. Just check that your knees are about hip width apart. Can you return to doing the cat and cow movement that we did just a bit earlier? So you breathe out as you round the back and press the shoulder blades up, and breathe in as you arch the back. Just flex and extend the spine like that, arching and rounding. And to go a bit further, when you breathe out and you round your back, instead of doing that, with the out breath, Tuck your toes under and carefully lift your hips up into the air. Come up into the downward dog pose. Then breathe in back down, put the knees down and arch the back. So for that stronger option, you can alternate now between breathing in, arching the back, but then breathing out, lifting the hips up into downward dog so the knees lift off the floor, the hips lift up into the air, and you feel that lengthening through the spine. With downward dog, it's fine to have the heels off the floor and the knees a bit bent. Though if you're quite flexible through the backs of the legs, you might like to, in downward dog, have the feet fully flat on the floor. If you're okay with downward dog, you could hold there for a few breaths. Pull the lower tummy in if you hold, and watch your breath. Feel that strength in the arms. Or just keep arching and rounding the back if you prefer, doing the cat and cow if that works better for you. And then we'll let that go. So just take your time to come all the way back down into child pose. When you are comfortable in child pose, have your awareness on that point between the eyebrows. Imagine breathing in and out through the center of the eyebrows. As if you had imaginary nostrils there that you could breathe through. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Notice how you feel. And then take your time to slowly come up from child pose. Bring your head and your chest up. Bring your legs out long in front of you. And from there, come down onto your back. So lying comfortably on your back. Take a few moments there to get settled and have your legs in semi-supine. So you've got your feet flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have the feet about shoulder width apart. If having the feet wide apart like that and the knees wide hurts the hip joints, you may want to have the feet a bit closer together. So that's fine if that works better for you. But otherwise, about shoulder width. And bring your arms out wide-ish to the sides, resting on the floor. Then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in as you take the knees through the centre. And then breathe out as you take the knees down to the other side. And go from side to side like that with the knees. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side. And breathing in as they go through the center. feeling the hips rolling from side to side with the knees. Be aware of the movement through your spine. And as you take the knees down to the side, you could gently roll the head the opposite way. So as you breathe out and take the knees one way, you could roll the head the opposite way. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out, knees one way, and head the opposite. When you've got the knees in the middle, rest them back there. Have the head on straight. Slide your arms down a bit closer to your body now. Resting on the floor beside you. Now when you breathe in, you float your arms up first so the fingers point up to the ceiling, and then if it's okay, keep floating the arms up until the hands land on the floor up above you. And when you breathe out, float the arms down wide to the sides like big angel wings back down beside you. So you breathe in, float the arms up and over the head, and breathe out wide to the sides and back down. Take care with your shoulders. Perhaps have the elbows a bit bent to make the shoulders more relaxed. And keep going like you are. So you breathe in, float the arms up. As you breathe out and the arms come down wide to the sides, can you bend one knee and then catch hold of the knee with the hands and draw the knee in towards the chest? And breathe in, arms up again, put the foot back down. Then bend the other knee over the chest when you breathe out and catch hold of that knee with both hands. So you breathe in, the arms float up. And then when you breathe out, bending one knee over the chest, holding onto the knee with the hands and drawing the knee into the chest. Breathe in, arms up, foot down. Breathe out, bending one knee in towards the chest with the hands, alternating legs. Use the whole of your breath. Breathe in deeply as the arms float up. Breathe out completely as the arms come down and draw the knee into the chest. Feel your body as you move. Now, when you've got the arms resting on the floor up above you next time, you leave them there, as long as that's okay for the shoulders. Just keep the legs in semi-supine. So have both feet flat on the floor. If it's not comfortable to have the arms resting on the floor up above you, that hurts the shoulders at all, then rest the arms on the floor beside you instead, close to your body. So you decide, either arms resting long up above you on the floor or down beside you on the floor. And then be aware of your right leg and your left arm. And when you breathe out, can you straighten your right leg and your left arm up towards the ceiling? Then breathe in back down and then swap over. So you breathe out, gently straighten the left leg up into the air. As the right arm lifts up towards the ceiling. Keep swapping sides. Breathing out as you straighten the opposite arm and leg up towards the ceiling. And breathing in back down. First one side and then the other. This balances the two sides of your body, helps to balance the spine. Also balances the two sides of your brain. Move with your breath. Move with the rhythm of your breath. When you have the arm and leg back down, stay there. Keep the legs in semi-supine. Bring the arms back down beside you. This next one, you can either have the arms resting on the floor beside you, or it can feel quite nice to slide the hands just a bit under the hips and buttocks with the palms downwards. Just this slight pressure of the hands under the hips lifts the hips up a bit and can make the lower back feel more comfortable for the next one. But if it hurts the hands, don't do that option. Bring your feet a bit closer together. And when you breathe out, start by squeezing your lower tummy in and lifting both feet off the floor and up into the air. Just straighten the legs comfortably there. And then breathe in back down, bend the knees and place the feet down. You breathe out, gently tighten the lower tummy in as you lift both feet up into the air, and then breathe in back down, relax the tummy. That hurts your lower back. Do single legs, just one leg at a time. If that's fine, do both legs together. Make the main focus squeezing your lower tummy in, as if that pulling of the lower tummy in were helping you to lift the feet and stretch the legs up into the air. If you don't have any kind of lower back problem, you could do a much stronger option by keeping the legs straight the whole time. So when you breathe in, Instead of bending the knees and bringing the feet down, you could keep the legs straightish and lower the legs all the way down to the floor straight. And keep them straightish as you lift them back up again. Hurt your lower back, don't do that option. Stick with the first one. Then we'll finish by bending the knees up over your chest. Once the knees are bent over the chest, hold on to the knees with the hands. Just do a small, gentle rocking from side to side. Feel the lower back and how the lower back moves against the floor. Breathe comfortably. When the knees are in the middle, put the feet flat onto the floor. Have the feet about hip width apart or a little bit wider. You can adjust the feet in a moment to suit you. And have the arms resting on the floor beside you. And when you breathe in, gently tighten the lower tummy in and then lift the hips off the floor and up into the air, up into shoulder bridge. Then lower the hips back down as you breathe out. So you breathe in, draw the lower tummy in, lift the hips up into shoulder bridge. And back down with the out-breath. Be aware of how your feet are contacting the floor. When you lift the hips, you can press the feet into the floor. Hopefully you can feel a nice tightness through the back of the hips to the big glute muscles. Check that the feet are even, they're balanced, and that you're pressing fairly equally with the feet. When you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, you might like to have the palms of your hands touching the floor and kind of press a bit with the hands into the floor as you lift the hips up. Some people prefer to do it that way, or you might prefer actually as you lift the hips up to turn the palms up slightly. That may feel better for your shoulders. You can try both. Have the palms down as you lift up into shoulder bridge. Turn the palms up a little. Find out what works best for you. And if you're fine with this shoulder bridge, you could leave the hips up there and hold the shoulder bridge for a few breaths. Relax your face as you breathe and hold, if that's what you're doing. Strengthening the back of the hips, which is great for your lower back. Having your body upside down like this is really good for your heart, for your digestion. Said to increase blood flow into the brain and into the thyroid gland at the throat. If you're still holding, Slowly lower the hips back down to the floor. When the hips are down, bring both knees up over the chest and hold at the back of the knees with the hands. The hands are at the backs of the legs. Slowly lift the feet up towards the ceiling. Find a place where you can just leave the legs up in the air. Not too stretched out. Somewhere fairly comfortable. Just a nice gentle stretch in the backs of the legs. A nice gentle stretch into the lower back. Just hold there and breathe. If you're quite flexible, you might prefer to even wrap your arms more around the backs of the legs for a stronger stretch into the lower back. Feel your breath. All the blood coming down from the legs, increasing blood flow into the brain. Very relaxing to have your body upside down like this. And slowly bend your knees. Have the knees bent over the chest. When the knees are bent over the chest, put your hands somewhere more on the insides of the knees. Somewhere where you can use the hands to press the knees wide apart. And keep the knees wide. And rock gently from side to side with the knees wide. When you're in the center, bring the knees slowly closer together. Hold on to the tops of the knees and draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Then put your feet flat onto the floor, again into semi-supine. Make it a wide semi-supine. The feet about shoulder width apart. And the arms out wide to the sides. And see how it feels now to take the knees side to side like you did earlier. Breathe out as the knees go down to the side. And breathe in as they go through the center. And when the knees are in the center, if you're comfortable with the butterfly position, bring the soles of your feet together with the knees wide apart and rest for a few breaths in butterfly. If butterfly is not comfortable, just rest in any other position. Whatever position you're in, be aware of your breath. Feel the Feel the breath at the belly. The belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. When you breathe in, let your attention travel up through the center line of your body, up to the throat. Then breathe out back down to the belly. So you breathe in from the belly, up the center to the throat. And breathe out back down to the belly. Balances the adrenals and the thyroid. A very calming visualization. Leave that visualization. Have the legs in semi-supine. They're not already there. Just bring them back up when you're ready. Feet flat on the floor. And then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side? Come up to sitting. But sit with the legs out long in front of you. When the legs are out long in front of you, have the feet either hip width apart or a bit closer. Doesn't matter, whichever feels best for you. And then place your hands on the front of your thighs. Have the knees slightly bent to start, but bend them as much as you want to in a moment. And when you breathe out, lean forward from the waist and slide your hands down your legs towards your feet into the forward bend. And then breathe in, come back up. Then next time you breathe out, you squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin into your throat and lean back a little bit. Then again, breathe in into the center, relax. Then breathe out into the forward bend. And slide the hands down the legs towards the feet. And then alternate between those two movements. Breathing into the center each time and breathing out into the movement. So you breathe out and lean forward from the waist and move into the forward bend. Breathe into the center and breathe out. Squeeze the lower tummy and tuck the chin in and lean back slightly. Going forwards and back with the out breath. Breathing into the center each time. This is really good for the adrenals and the thyroid gland. Squeezing in of the lower tummy and pressing the chin onto the throat as you lean back. Instead to increase blood flow into the thyroid and adrenals. Stimulates the nerves that supply those glands. The forward bend also increases blood flow into the whole abdominal region. next time you're in the forward bend, you're leaning forward from the waist, softening your upper body down towards the legs and the feet. Find a place to hold there, but don't go too far. Just ease off a bit. It's more useful here that you feel fairly relaxed in the pose than pushing further, which isn't very helpful. So find a nice stretch without overdoing it. And watch your breath. As you hold here in the forward bend, imagine breathing in up the backs of the legs to the tailbone. Then breathe out up the spine and out through the top of the head. Breathe in up the backs of the legs. Breathe out through the top of the head. Feel your body. Take plenty of time to slowly come up out of it. Keep aware of your body as you slowly come up. When you are up, rest back on your hands and give the legs a gentle shake out. It's a really good idea to at least take a short rest. So lie comfortably on your back. Have the legs in a comfortable position for your hips and lower back. The arms somewhere comfortable for the shoulders. Just let your eyes be soft and relaxed. Either just rest for a few minutes, breathing easily. Now's a good time to listen to one of the meditations or relaxations. Just get up whenever you're ready. Thank you for listening. Namaste.